bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. A Missouri Republican has introduced a bill that would make teachers who support trans and LGBTQ youth in school a felony and registered sex offender. Representative Jamie Gregg proposed a law on February 29th that is still continuing to make headlines, which states teachers should be put on a sex offender registry if they, quote, contribute to social transition. He describes this, quote, social transition as acknowledging a student's pronouns, haircuts, information, and more. This would be considered a Class E felony in the state of Missouri, where those convicted can still face up to 4 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. The law also states that those convicted would also be listed as a Tier 1 sex offender in the state of Missouri, a database that one can be listed under for up to 15 years. Although the bill is expected to die in committee, this would continue a trend of anti-LGBTQ and transgender bills that the state of Missouri has either considered or signed into law. Ukraine claims to have sunken another Russian warship in the Black Sea. Using high-tech sea drones, the Ukrainian Military Defense Agency says a special operation unit destroyed the large patrol ship Sergei Kotov overnight. Kyiv officials state that around 20% of all Russian missile attacks on Ukraine are launched from the Black Sea. But Ukrainian successes in that area have pushed the Russian fleet away from the coast. Russia has not confirmed any of the claims made by Ukraine on the matter, as disinformation has been a large factor of the war between the two countries since February of 2022. Nonetheless, Russia must bid yet another warship, Do svidaniya, by the hands of the Ukrainian forces. Jason Kelce has officially retired from the NFL. After 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles, the center spoke to the press on Monday in an emotional 40-minute speech, detailing his journey from childhood with Kansas City tight end and brother, Travis, his high school and college years, and throughout his NFL career. Kelce stated, "Immediately after being drafted, my agent, Jason Bernstein, said, 'You have no idea how perfect this is. You are going to fit in great. You're going to fit in great in Philadelphia. This is your kind of town.' 13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs. It was certainly a speech that myself, a diehard Giants fan, shed a tear over." That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.